Okay, here's Christoph Kemper again with the Link Building and SEO podcast. How can I learn SEO and outperform my competitors in Google and get more traffic? I think I said it before and I will say it again. You have to spend money to make money. And what this means in regards to your learning curve, to your education, you have to fail. Fail fast, fail often. I have seen organizations having multiple people spend weeks or even months doing nothing. I mean, trialing software, thinking about a process, doing those meetings, talking about stuff, but not doing it at all. Doing it is something that is crucial to your learning. I have this saying, DIFN, which stands for Do It Effin' Now. And this is exactly what it's all about. You have to do things and you have to make those mistakes. And if you go and buy services, buy domains, buy web hosting, buy links, buy software, buy training, then you are invested with some money. But the most crucial thing that people tend to forget is their time. With all the money that you will make in the future, you cannot buy back a single hour of your time. So what are you wasting your time trying to look for a free solution if there is a solution out there for $29.90? If you go for a full year, it's going to be $24.90. Come on, I'm to try look for that free solution that will be, it will suck anyways. Let's face it. And here's the next question. Should I go to conferences to learn stuff? Yes, conferences are great. And you're going to spend $1,000 or $1,500 or $2,000 or even $5,000 for a conference. Is that actually worth it? Will you get that money back? You know what? This is really up to you. It's not the conference's responsibility. They have some offering, they have some program, they have some details to tell you. But it's really about you. You want to make that worthwhile. If you do spend your time sitting in the chair listening to those people telling you the stories on stage, then you totally get it wrong. You need to go to conferences to meet people, to challenge people, to get challenged by people. And you better prepare for that. You want to make a short list of people that you want to meet. You want to make a short list of questions to ask those people. You're hitting me up on a conference at a, you know, this events at the bar. You meet me, you tell me how great you think that I am, and then you have these questions. And those questions better be cool, because otherwise I'm going to get bored. Everyone in business, even if these are only junior people, will think and feel. You don't want to waste your time, you know, learning the basics. You don't want to waste your time discussing, you know, small talk. At least that's not what I think you should do. You can do all the small talk you want in the world, but you don't want to spend time and money to fly to some, you know, marketing conference in some place, right? So better be prepared and do your homework before you show up there. Nobody's going to go after you and give you that critical information. It is you to decide who decides what you get out of it, not the conference organizer. If you're bitching about the conference, if you're complaining about the conference not being good enough, it's really you complaining about you not being good enough at the conference, not taking up what it is. It's not a school program. It's not something that you can expect, you know, to work without your help. It's you in the equation that is the critical part, not the conference. All of the conferences in the last years that I visited were amazing, had an amazing set of speakers, had an amazing audience, so many experts around, so many great opportunities to talk, so much business and money to be made. You only got to be there. Should I buy training? Should I buy this training here or there? And should I spend a day to fly there to spend time with the trainer? This is not an answer that I can give you. I can give you a question. Are you ready to make the most out of a day with an expert? And don't worry about the travel cost or the hotel cost or, you know, the money you spend on the cab to going from the airport to the hotel or to the venue. Worry about those 8 hours that you spend with an expert in the field doing the training that you picked. Worry about the time that you spend over lunch talking to other people that bought the same training. You want to make sure, and this is very similar to the question about the conferences, you want to make sure to be well prepared. It's not you showing up there to get spoon-fed with information. It's you getting the unique opportunity for a discount, for an unbelievable discounted money to get access to an expert in the field. This is what your trainer is, if you pick it right. So if you do your homework, if you prepare for the training, then you want to show up with great questions. You want to lead the discussion. You want to be there with a set of examples. You want to have those actual things to talk about. You want to be better prepared than the trainer. Then you will get the most value out of it. This is a fact. And there's no way around it. And don't obsess about another extra 50 euros or dollars or whatever for a cab to here or there, or maybe you need to have a layover on some airport because of that destination not being right. Whatever training you pay the time of the expert that you're gonna spend a whole day with, usually, or more days. Wow. If you go on a multi-day training, congratulations on being able to afford that and being able to get access to an expert in the field. You want to spend that time with maximum value for you. And you decide if you're the one that sits in there passive, being all annoyed about not learning something, or being the person who goes home and makes a lot of money by just applying those simple techniques, those simple tricks or learnings that you got out of the discussion. Maybe over lunch, maybe over a beer. This is not something that needs to be in the training. And actually, this applies to any kind of training, not just SEO or link building. Come on. Whatever training you visit is actually money you spend to spend time with an extraordinary person that's offering the training. Yeah, and then there's free training. There's free training and free material, free white papers, free case studies, free ebooks. That are basically just marketing materials. Let's face it. If the price is zero, then you are the product. For instance, we offered Linguist Azure Associate Training for many years. What do you think? Why? To get people educated on what is actually possible, on what is actually required, on what is actually an offering that we as Linguist Azure have as well. You could call this lead gen. We call this education. We call this onboarding. Because if people don't understand the software, they don't know how to use the software and they will not be able to use it well. So they will say the software sucks. When in reality, well, it's their skills that need to be improved. And the same is true for any kind of education that you can get online. This is great information to have usually. But if you want to go the extra mile, if you want to get a step beyond, if you want to outperform your competitors, you have to pay for what is considered as premium content. If you're not doing that, you're missing out. Because nobody gives away his secrets for free. Not for you, not for me, not for anyone. That's how the world works. Simple as that. So free training is just free training. And I remember a guy talking about how great SEO and online marketing is because you get all this training for free. You actually don't. The best information is the most expensive. Still, information brokers or highly sought-after experts make their money with just one simple trick that nobody else knows. You think they're giving it to you for a couple hundred bucks? Come on. They won't. That's what it is. You want to become one of them. You want to be the ones to hang out with them in the bar to actually share these experiences. And I personally shared experiences with very, very close friends over many years that made a fortune out of that information. I remember sitting in a bar in Seattle with a guy, really young, really nice, really motivated, giving him just a couple pieces of information, just some nuggets, some ideas, some inspiration, and he made a multi-million dollar business out of it. He built his couple other additional businesses on top of that. That's the kind of relation, that's the kind of information you want to get to. And this won't come to you for free. That's guaranteed. All right, so that was it about free training and, well, the difference between free training and everything that costs you more. Not just in money, but in time. You want to build those relations to experts by attending their paid trainings, right? You build a relationship with an expert in a paid training. But I look forward to hear you very, very soon. We got a lot of great people coming up in the next interviews. And yeah, let me know what you think. And I look forward to your feedback and hear you very, very soon. Bye-bye.